What's going on, y'all? Today on Black Bottom Prayer Audio on Book Talk, our guest is Stanley James II. He is an award-winning Gantel Publications and a very strong candidate for Hustler of the Year. Thanks for being on the podcast. What up, though?
I appreciate it, King. Thank you for having me this morning, man. Top of the morning, everybody.
Top of the morning to you. It's an honor, man. This is what I want to say. Let's not waste any time. Tell the listeners about you and your company.
Okay. Now, just getting started. I started my company, my publishing company, this year, 2020, during this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, which is called Gantel Publications. And pretty much the mission of my publishing company is to give the streets, the people that's in the streets, that people that lives in the streets, the people that deal with the streets, a voice, an outlet to let the world know what really goes on in people's lives and people's daily routines and people's families. So, you know, I just try to reach out to the streets. It don't matter where you're from, what ethnicity you are, what background you have. If you got a good story that could really help someone in a time of need, that's where I step in at. You feel me? I give the streets a voice to the world.
That's right. We need more people like you to give a voice to the voiceless. From the beginning, right? What made you start writing in the first place?
See, I was going through a lot where I couldn't even go and vent to a lot of people. I couldn't go vent to my homeboys, you know, without having that feeling of like, damn, nigga, don't vent to me, go to church, nigga. So I just really started writing, and after a period of time, everything just started falling together. Like, I've been circulating my stories around the streets, around different areas. Like, bro, we need to really put this into a whole story, and then shit, just take off from there. So that's what I did, and then as soon as I put it together, I just took off like a skyrocket.
Since you just started and took off, right? Is it anybody or any company that tried to block and stop your progress? You don't gotta name names, just tell the story.
I mean, yeah. I had people try to stop the progress and stop the motion. You know, it's always gonna be some haters. It's always gonna be them fake friends that smiles in your face, but behind the scenes, they trying to take your place. You feel me? So I came across a lot of people talking bad times on my back, but hey, that's what I expected, you know, like, that's just part of the game. Any industry, if people see a person doing something right, productive, and financially beneficial, they are going to do whatever they can to stop it or slow it down, because pretty much a hater is a person that sees their self in someone else, but they don't know how to go about it, you feel me? So they're going to do whatever they can to still be stuck in that same hater mentality, so... Yeah, I done deal with a lot, bro.
So in a roundabout way, it'd be safe that you and we all should accept haters and expect them.
Right. I mean, the haters is what for me, from what I can say, the haters and the envy is what motivates me and what keeps me going. Not that I pay them any mind or give them any attention, the attention that they're looking for, but it's just to know that in this world, you're going to have haters. If you're doing something right, you're going to have haters. So that's pretty much what it is for me.
In the words of Cat Williams, we are inspired to get a new hater every day, huh? To drive our success.
Right. You ain't popping if you don't got haters and enemies. You know, you ain't no joy if you ain't got no enemies.
Well, certainly. Today, how many books have you wrote?
Well, today I have written about like 19 to 18 books total in my catalog. But I published about a good 7-8 books, and I got one dropping, so. Yeah, I'm working. We working over here, bro. We working.
That's definitely so. How your city holding you down? Let the listeners know where you're from.
I'm from North Long Beach, California, to be exact. West Coast, LA County. You know, and I get a lot of love in my city. Don't get it wrong. I got the haters. I got the enemies that I've been had. But my city is 100% behind me, 100% rocking me. If I say go, they're going to go. So I always got to shout out to North Long Beach. Town, especially to my east siders, my west siders, man. It's all a city thing.
That's right. That's good, because I talk to a lot of people, and it seems as if everybody's city don't rock with them for whatever reason. You know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I try to turn the table because my city support me, and I'm glad that your city support you. So I had to ask that.
I mean, the niggas, like I said, I got a lot of enemies in my city. Don't get it wrong. But the real gonna always recognize the real. I was a real one before I started writing books. I was Crippin' before I wrote books, you feel me? So my name was always ringing bells in the streets from the east to the west to the north. But once they found out, oh, you taking it to a different approach, you pulling up on the block for books this time, not coming to go spin these blocks, you know? So once they're like, oh, you doing some productive shit, and you making money, and you putting people on, how could I be a part of it? And then once people start seeing that, like seeing the growth, especially from a Black or Latino man, anybody that sees a person growth doing like positive, they gonna get behind it. Real niggas always gonna respect the real. So like that's why I always got love for my city. Like you can't go nowhere in my city and not mention my name and niggas will not know. You feel me?
Well, certainly. You just said something about people see what you're doing and wanna come get money with you, right? And right. It's no secret that you rep what you rep. What do you think about getting money with someone from opposing set?
But look, the crazy thing is the very first book that I published under my company, a lot of people don't know, if you're not from our city, a lot of people don't know the book that I published with my author, Trayvon Evers, cuz from 20 Crips. 20 Crips is like one of our sworn enemies since day one, you feel me? Right. So like when I put cuz out, like, me and Cud don't have no issues or no problem. Like, we both, like, on some past gangbanger shit. We're gang members. If you know the difference between a gangbanger and a gang member is not on that bullshit. You feel me? So, it's just two positive Black men that's really trying to take care of our families, take care of our sections. And once we came together and the city seen it, at first, a lot of people opposed it. A lot of people sending me messages, death threats, and all that shit. But when real niggas starting to see how he's starting to evolve and now he's in a position to put his homies on just solely based on, like, you know, my love, like, shit changed. A lot of motherfuckers like, damn, let's do it. Let's figure out how we can all get money. And from the books, he's now doing a cooking little tour. Like, he done made so much just off the book working with me that he's in his own lane now. So it's like, you know. I don't look at free politics when it comes to business.
That's good to know, because I hear a lot of youngsters talking about, I'm not working with this person, I'm not working with this person. But long as the bottom line is being met, the goal is being accomplished to take care of family, once you really give a damn where another comes
That's
from.
Why I give Jeezy and Gucci the utmost respect in that versus battle, bro. Like, that's a 20-15 year beef, you feel me, that a lot of people that's coming up under me did not know. All they hear is, you feel me? So to see two Black men in their 40s come together for the culture, for their families, for just the Black people alone, like, that's, I give Jeezy so much utmost respect for that, bro. Because that's what every Black man needs to come to. When you've done so much in the streets and you know that you hurt and you took so much pain and doing shit, like, the only step now is to motivate the streets and to get the same brothers that's your age, the same bullshit that you was on, is to get them something thinking positive, you know? Because we didn't have this coming up when I was 14, 15. We didn't have that motivation. We didn't have none of that.
Well, certainly. The same way you saying that y'all didn't have that motivation, you yourself have been a motivation to others, because I've been watching your social media, and it's like, you more than motivation. You are what people aspire to be at your age.
Because once you're in the streets, like I tell everybody, once you're really in the streets without the motivation, you learn at an early age. So that's what really motivated me, because I'm not even supposed to be here right now, bro. A lot of people that know my story, I was supposed to be facing a murder rap since I was like 20, bro. So it's like, when you really go through shit in the streets and really see what it is, your whole mindset, you're going to grow up. You're going to change. You're going to grow up. And change is inedible, you know? So only a fool have the same mindset at 40, 30 years old when you had once at 15 to 20 years old. You feel me?
Well, certainly. I heard you say you started your company during the corona, right?
Right.
Now, even with the corona, how are you moving that? How you taking the company forward during all this trying times we find ourselves in?
Well, first and foremost, I cover all safety measures, for all health measures for me and my family and those around me. You feel me? So first and foremost, everybody get their temperatures checked. We always got masks. We always got hand sanitizer on deck. You feel me? But I tell everybody, like, shit, especially Black people, we've been through this pandemic. We've been going through pandemics since the beginning of time. You feel me? Sure. So this corona ain't slowing shit down except the white world.
Well,
so I feel like just because we're in the corona time and a lot of people got a lot of free time on their hand, this is like the best time to really sit back with your family, put a plan together, and not for the outside world, for your family, to build your business, to build your brand, or to take care of anything that you couldn't do while the world was open. You feel me? To get ahead in life. So that's how I take the corona. Like, it's just all free time now to really lock up and bunker down on your goals and your daily shits that you need to get done.
A 5-year plan, right? What do you see your company at?
Like I said, I tell everybody, we are new Cash Money. Gangtails is the new Cash Money. I see in the next 5 years, we're going to have about at least 300 books published. A lot of our authors is going to be bestsellers and get their books adapted into movies. So I see a whole lot. I see a bright future for Gangtails.
I shouldn't be doing this, but I got to have a little shameless self-promotion. I'm a part of Gangtail Publication by way of my book that the homie putting out for me.
Yes, sir. Christmas Day. All 2020, man. We dropping bombs, and yours is going to be the biggest Christmas present that the urban literary world, the poetry world, is going to have, bro. Christmas Day, y'all stay tuned for thoughts from the bottom.
The Midwest definitely waiting on it to drop. It's one thing about this, right? On this show, I wanted to start a new segment that I actually started on the last episode, and everybody that come on the show, I want to ask them to share one of their most, some people don't want to do it, but they'll ask people to share one of the marketing tools that work for them, whether it's paid, guerrilla marketing, et cetera.
Can you say it again?
I want all my guests to share one of their best marketing tools, whether it's paid marketing, guerrilla marketing, or hustling. You mind?
Yeah, mine's, I hustle all the way, all around the board. I do the paid advertising, but the best marketing for me, since like I'm a real street cat, is the guerrilla marketing. I'm really in these streets every day. That's the best promotion. Me paying someone is cool, but can't no one get the job done more than I can. That's my job. You get what I'm saying? Can't no one do my job better than me, or get my product out there better than me.
That's right.
My best marketing job. Really tapping with the streets, because a lot of people fuck with me not because of my books, it's because of my mission, because of my story, and because I'm putting a face to a name. You feel me?
Well, certainly.
People support me because they know my struggle. They know what I've been through, and my books is just the icing on the cake. So that's why I really tell everybody, it's the guerrilla. You really want to get out there in the streets. You really want to shake your readers and your supporters' hands. You really want to take pictures. You feel me? Because as of 2020, if the world ain't knowing, urban authors, just authors in period, is the new hip-hop entertainment, is the new rock stars, is the new rappers, is the new rock band. Like, and our fans really want to see us in person. So that's why the best marketing I say is guerrilla marketing. Just get your ass in the street, put them pin and toes down.
That's right. Exactly. People talking about urban market, we have to prove people wrong, because a lot of people are telling me that don't nobody read no more. I find that a crock of BS myself.
Oh, that's BS. Let your ass go to jail. Niggas got all the time to read all kinds of books. Niggas is out there reading coloring books in jail. But it's not even so much a jail. Black people read, bro. Black people read. Latinos read. They just not gonna be up front street and tell you that, because you know the perception of black people thinking if you read and you a nerd or a geek or some, or you know. But
yeah,
that's the wrong myth, bro. A lot of people read. A lot of black people read, especially the ones that you see getting ahead in life.
You know, I totally found that to be totally wrong when I found myself want to fully be an author, publisher, and writer full time. Once you see your product leaving, that's telling you your own the world. They don't know what they're talking about when quote unquote black people don't read.
And one thing that I never listened to that myth, because I myself is a street nigga. I consider myself in the streets with the same niggas that say they don't read. And I read. So if I'm in the street and I read, bro, I know it's a million other brothers just like me. So you feel me? Well, I don't ever even buy into that. Because everything I do, I know the next man is doing. How I move, I know another brother is doing it. So I don't even fall into that.
What you currently read right now, fiction or nonfiction?
I'm reading both, bro. I got like four books I'm reading at the same time. But for fiction, I'm reading my big arm. I'm reading two, actually. I'm reading Kwan's Black Lotus 2. Mm-hmm. And then I'm reading Quavo Jacobus Coleman's book, The Cabana. Like, those is fire right now. Those are like the hottest books that came out right now. And I'm still reading The Rich and the Poor and the Rich Dad. So like, I could read that shit like three, four times. Are you back to back?
Robert Kiyosaki?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That you know, he an interesting read, but this ain't the place and time for that. But he an interesting read, and I have learned a lot from him. You know what I mean?
I tell everybody, it don't even matter if the book, like, you just want to read it just to all these books. Like, I read the Donald Trump book. I'm into that just to see how other people's minds thinking, just to see how they work, how they maneuver, how they see life. So, like, there is not one right book or one right answer for anything. What makes people right is getting a collective of ideas, a collective of thoughts, a collective of understandings, and then you put it all together and form your own understanding on life. You feel me?
Okay.
So that's why I read multiple books. I just don't go off and be like, okay, I'm going to base my life on that. No. Wow. I base my life on a lot of people, and I put it all together and see what works for me.
What's your thoughts versus industry, traditional publishing houses versus independence?
My thing is, okay, and this is a good question. This is one of the best questions I really love, because a lot of people, like, we're in the time of state now where, especially for Black and Latinos, everybody want to go independent in everything they do, which I don't knock, because when I came in, I came into independence. But one thing I tell everybody, your goal in life, my goal in life is not to be independent. I mean, it's to have a certain level of independency in whatever I do. But for every goal, every author, their goal is to get a traditional major publishing deal. Like, I tell people, if you're coming out independent and the world don't know your name, why wouldn't you? And you got a major publishing house trying to sign you, why wouldn't you? Like, I tell, like, why wouldn't you sign a one book deal for 50 racks or 100 racks, and the world don't even know your name? And if you really in this game for real, you're not going to just write one book. So why wouldn't you sell your one book for that 150, for that 50 racks to 100 racks, and get your name out there and still build up your momentum? And then you have the option to go self-independent or still re-sign with the company. But you made enough dough where you're not looking or scrambling for anything, for any help. You got it. You could put yourself on. So I say, like, independency is cool, but it's only for so long. Like, who wouldn't want to sign a six-figure publishing deal?
Well, and
if, like, not saying, like, there's something, like, all money is good money, but if you know as an independent artist, I mean, as an independent author, if you can't reach that next level without the majors, you're just going to stay underground. It's like, I treat the book game like the rap game.
Yes, sir.
Everybody starts off independent unless you got that major publishing major backing already. There's a lot of talented underground rappers that could have been mainstream, but they never want to move up to the next level because they thinking this independency is all they have and all they need. Which nine times out of ten, you move to that major, you got more money, you got a bigger budget, you got more opportunities, more doors, more contacts. You feel me? Compared to a person that stay independent and don't have nothing but they self.
Well, certainly. I wanted to hear your take on that, because a lot of times it's a misconception that once you go sign to a major, you no longer have any control over anything. But one have to,
and that's one thing I feel about Black people. A lot of people, right? It's a million type of deals out there. Just because, like, oh, I signed a deal, that I signed my life away. No, if people really fuck with deals and deal with this corporate world, a person could have wrote one book, but it's a million different contracts and clauses just for that one book that you don't necessarily have to sign your whole book or your life away. I know a person that signed, that wrote one book and made 250 racks just for signing his audio publishing rights, not the book, not the movie rights, not the not the other clauses, but just 250,000 just for making an audio book. You feel me?
Y'all better pay attention, because so here it is, Stanley James, to give y'all a free game.
For real. Like, for real. A lot of people are like, oh, I signed my book. You got to read the contracts and know what you signed for. You feel me? Some people sign for 10 years. I know a person that signed for like 15 racks, and they only sold their book for 8 months.
Yeah. It's all about education.
So it's like, right. You want to have the right lawyer. You want to have the right contract. Just with anything.
As it relates to you and your company, have y'all started marketing in different countries and putting your work in different countries?
Yeah, I got people out there in Russia, Ireland, Singapore, Europe. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, we going across the world. Going across the world.
Y'all here. Tap in. Don't wait till it's too late. You got to deal with the secondhand people. Tap in.
Right.
What advice would you give others as it relate to writer's block? Because me myself, I don't believe in it.
I mean, I don't believe in writer's block per se, but everybody's different. Everybody's works ethics is different. When I have writer's block, bro, I can't just sit there on a computer and just sit there and just keep typing. I'm the type, like, I got to get my vibe right, my mind right, the scenery right. You feel me? If I'm not there mentally and physically in that space, it's not going to work. I'm just going to sit in front of a computer and just look like I'm in fifth grade, you know? So for writer's block, I just tell everybody, just get your mind right. Get yourself in a vibe. Whatever mood, whatever type of music, whatever type of drinks, food you need to get your mind right in that creative space, you got to get there.
That's what's up. Everybody got their own way to get past something that's hindering them. And writer's block ain't nothing but a hindrance. So we all have to figure it out, you know?
Right.
What?
Right.
Would you give any thoughts on new people coming, such as a teenager waking up like, okay, I want to write books. What would your be advice to him? To get in it or to just figure it out?
To get in it. Like so many people hit me in my DMs, emails, text messages, or just walk up on me like, bro, I got a book, bro. I'm trying to do it, but I don't even know where to start. Just write it. That's all I tell. Just write. It don't matter if you don't know how to do the punctuation, the editing. You got people. That's a whole different job, bro. Like I tell you, I'm really make this writing, the book industry, comparison to the rap industry. You feel me?
Well, certainly.
So a lot of people like, okay, what do I do next? I just write it. Don't worry about it. When a rapper go in the studio, they're not worried about mixing and mastering. They're not worried about getting shit cleared through the labels. They're not worried about getting the samples right. All their job is to do is go in that booth and drop them lyrics. You got other people that's going to mix and master it, that's going to do the promotion runs, that's going to do everything. Your job as a rapper is just to go in that booth and rap. So when I tell people, especially our black men, like, man, I got stories, I got books, but I don't know what's next. Just write. It's a lot of people overthink it.
Why, certainly.
Right.
Because anytime, you know, it might seem like simple advice, but someone always asks, like, how did you start? I got something to tell. And know what I tell them? Start writing like you're talking to somebody. Figure the rest out as you finish.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's how, when I wrote my first book, bro, I got like at least 400 just like pieces of paper with one chapter on each paper. And I didn't even know like I was going to continue writing. I'm just writing, bro, not knowing I'm going to put this like a whole story compilation. What's every day mean? While I'm walking, as soon as I come from the block, I just write that little story. What happened today? Like, what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And then after so many months, I'm looking at the whole 300, 400 page like, damn.
I want to let you know that I appreciate you taking time out your day to come on this podcast, because it means a great deal. Even though it's a short time, I know the listeners going to learn a lot. Where can people find you to purchase your projects?
You can find me on Google. You can find me anywhere, Author Stanley James or the Black Hollywood Crip Author. And you can also hit up my personal website, which is Certified Gang Tales. You can hit up me on Instagram, Facebook, Author Stanley James. I got the link in the bio, man. I'm everywhere, bro. I'm everywhere.
All right. Do you got any parting words for our listeners?
Man, just keep your head up, stay sucker free, stay evolving, never let someone knock you off your square, and take care of your family and leave the rest to God.
Okay, that's the best thing. Before I end this, as I stated previously, I wanted to start giving out marketing tips from Black Bottom Bread Publishing. So today's guerrilla marketing tactic will be, it's very small, but it's effective. Go back, buy you 1,000 paper cups from your nearest Walmart. Spell out your website on the overpass. One thing I do got to say, you breaking a small crime, so watch the law. Guerrilla marketing at its finest.
Right. Some people don't know you have to do what you got to do, yep. Bro. Got to do what you got to do, especially in America.
Once again, appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, family, man. I just want to appreciate everybody that really been rocking with me since day one. I got a lot in store for a lot of it, for everybody, for real, man. And we just continuing this marathon.
Yep. Peace.